Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of the True Crime.
Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
Officially on vacation.
Are you all ready?
Yes, because I'm not doing anything.
You're not even doing anything?
Well,
you're not making an appetizer?
I'm gonna make something. I just haven't fully got that part together. But yeah, I'm gonna make something. But that's easy. Make something at your house, bring it. Say, you know, here you go. I'm good with that. So Gretchen knows that I went and saw King George last night.
Yeah.
The George Strait. And I was sitting right next to, you'll appreciate this story. I was sitting right next to this little boy and he was just so giddy. I mean, I was like, oh, I'm like, and he had this special little sticker on. And I was like, oh, you got a troubadour sticker. He's like, yeah. You know why? I was like, no, why? Because that's my grandpa up there. Not George, but he's like, my grandpa is the lead guitarist. So I was like, well, that is super cool, right? So then the grandma came and she actually sat next to me. And so we were talking and I was like, oh, I'm like, because clearly he's been with George Strait for his entire career.
A minute. Yeah. Okay.
So I said, oh, you know, is it hard having a husband always on the road? And she's like, well, really, he's not really on the road anymore, hardly. And I wish he was.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And I was like, oh, we get it. We get it. You know, you get to watch your shows and do what you will. And she doesn't get to do that much anymore.
Yeah, I'm with it.
But it was amazing, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. Good show.
Except Excellent. For the fact that I just told you right before we got on here, he did not play All My Exes Live in Texas.
Which is really a crime. It's like going to see Dolly Parton and her not playing Jolene. I mean,
right?
Right.
I think he forgot.
And in Texas, especially. That's extra.
Well, then that's I thought maybe he didn't want to offend his exes.
Oh, stop it.
That actually live here. Hey, I'm wearing this turtleneck today. In honor of the prison sentence of the Theranos chick, Elizabeth Holmes. She got sentenced yesterday.
The blood lady.
The blood lady. Yes. I am going to do a TikTok on her in a minute after we're done here. And she got sentenced to 11 years and 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear more about it. I'll tell you, I don't know much about anything. Because I am living by the seat of my pants these days. I volunteered at my kid's school every effing day last week. Because I signed up at the beginning of the year. Didn't really, you know, and it all kind of snuck up on
me. Snowballed, yeah.
Yeah. And we just moved and we're doing Thanksgiving in another state. So I had to pack everything for it, all of the food and et cetera.
Right.
And I'm getting on an airplane today, still haven't packed. And I'm thinking to myself, this is how Tabitha lives her life.
It is.
I don't know how you do it. I have a stomachache.
It is. I think that's why I'm so stressed all the time.
Yes, it is. She does have a perpetual stomachache too. And you know what else? I think that I am real impressed by this kid because my kids were really like, you're not going to embarrass me, right? Like they were not super impressed with me showing up at their school.
No way.
They gave me one of those like low waves.
Oh, okay. They are too cool for school.
Yeah, they're too cool for school. They're too cool for me. I can't imagine why.
But you're so cool.
They don't find me as, they don't like my dance moves in the car.
Oh yeah, my kids don't either.
No.
All right, so you have a case for us today. Should we get to it?
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Today's story takes place in the heart of America. Where do you think the heart of America is?
I think the heart of America is in Tennessee, maybe Alabama, Arkansas.
You're so bad with geography. I think that people refer to Omaha, Nebraska, as the heart of America. That's the deal. But Omaha is real close to Kansas City, and I just like saying the heart of America. So
is it up there? Why do they say the heart? Is it like
case.
Up and to the left?
Because it's like the middle.
Okay.
Okay. I'm saying it's Kansas City and surrounding areas.
Got it.
Okay. So that is where a lovely single mama named Tracy met one Richard Scott Smith. Now, Tracy is in her 40s. She has two teenage daughters. And, you know, when you're a single mother and your kids get to be teenagers, it frees you up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you start looking for love. Now, in my day, we took ourselves to the bar. And there was one specific one in Ventura that I think was known for middle-age hookups and love connections, whatever you flavor.
What one was that?
Let's say it at the same times.
I can't remember. Bombay's? Sorry.
Bombay's, yeah. Bombay's.
That is what it was called. I don't even think it's there anymore. I think it's something else
really?
Now.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm not positive, but I kind of thought I heard the word. So, yeah.
That was like the middle age. And then if you were more of the senior citizen age, there was another bar. We called it the Wrinkle Room.
Oh, that was up the road.
Yeah. So, you know, every town had its jam. But now it's all about the apps.
Yeah, right? They're not going to the bar anymore.
Yeah.
Or you
so,
are.
So, to meet up with the person you met on the apps.
Right.
Right? Okay, so Tracy gets herself some dates. And you know what? She discovers it's rough out there. They say you got to kiss a lot of toads. But you know what I say?
What was her app? Like, which one did she love?
Oh, it was, I don't know. I think it might have been Match. But
okay.
Don't hold me to that.
All right.
Kissing toads sucks, Tab.
Trust me. I know. I did a lot of that.
Gets old, right? Yeah. But finally, Tracy went on a date with a man she had a connection with. She thought she hit the damn jackpot, actually. Richard Scott Smith is tall, not unfortunate looking, though I venture to say he is neither one of our types.
Okay.
Okay. He's like not really chiseled enough for you, and he's not doing it for me.
Okay. Did you see that Milton, remember our last story when I was, did you?
I told you I am buried in a mountain of laundry and tasks.
All right. Okay, I'll give you a pass.
Okay. What we would have enjoyed about Richard Scott Smith was he was a real good time. He loved taking Tracy out to all his favorite spots, and those spots are the ones you know we all love. Applebee's, Olive Garden, Chester's, you name it, okay?
Olive Garden. It's a good one.
Shoot. Unlimited salad and breadsticks all day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we used to go there and get a side of Alfredo sauce to dip the breadsticks in.
Yes.
You know, you could do that. It's ridiculous.
You could, okay. You could do that if you were 20 and not worried about, you know, having too much carbs and fat. Right now, I am in the, I need to not eat the carbs at the moment.
Right now, I'm surviving on sugar-free Red Bull and candy.
Great.
That's my current diet. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when Tracy and her new boo were not out at a restaurant and they stayed in, he would cook dinner for her and her girls, which is amazing. It's all about the feed me, tell me I'm pretty, right? And he had both of those covered for sure. In addition to taking Tracy out to dine on delicacies like pizookies and artichoke dip, I'm imagining, he's texting her all the time when he wasn't there. And when he was there in person, he really was all about whatever he could do for her. So Tracy's all about this guy.
Dude, sounds even like a dreamboat.
He was a dream, okay? And even though her gut was saying, you know, things are moving real quick, and they really were, Tab. He went from sleeping over to moving in to proposing marriage in a matter of weeks.
This is like that Dirty John guy. Remember, he was like bringing her the smoothies every day.
These two would have been friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Spoiler. But Tracy was with it. Okay. She's like, things change when you get older. Things move faster. I mean, the man watched Lifetime movies. So I get it. You know, television is very important. If I had a man pre-Fred that would have watched Bravo with me, I mean, forget about it, right?
I did have a boyfriend that watched The Girls Next Door with me.
You did?
But I guess that's maybe different because they were Playboy models.
Yeah, maybe.
So he's like, sure, I'll watch that.
Yeah. But that is the way to my heart. Trashy TV and true crime, right?
Right.
Now, when I watch it, I get judged.
By your husband?
Of course. He's very judgy.
Over your Lifetime movies?
Oh, yeah.
Or your Bravo?
I mean, whatever
it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what kind of shit is this?
Unless it's
How
Yellowstone.
How can you stand to watch those women, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it's because I just need to escape the reality that is you don't put your damn dishes in the sink, right?
Right.
Just give me some peace. Okay. Okay. Let me tell you, there was more appealing about this Richard Scott Smith. Financial stability. Mm. Money, money, money. Okay. He told Tracy he was part of a medical malpractice suit. He had a thing with his face. Like part of it didn't move. I don't know what the actual detail is. But according to Richard, the doctor cut a nerve on his face and lied about it after. And so after his lawyers and everybody got their cut, he was looking at around $7 million coming his way. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. For like a little thing on your face. That's a lot. Right. Okay. So Tracy, you know, she was religious, and so was Richard, and that was something also that she found appealing about him. So the two of them would pray together at night for the wisdom to do whatever God's plan was for them with the money. You know what God's plan apparently was for Richard? It was for him to get a new sports car. Now, of course, the lawsuit hadn't cleared, so Tracy just paid for the car in advance.
Oh, Tracy.
I know. Well, you know, if we hadn't been so damaged by Dirty John, what we might be thinking is, what's up with that? I mean, did he have Erica Jane's husband as a lawyer? Because how come this God-loving, Applebee's-eating, Lifetime movie-watching man can't get the cash that is rightfully his? But no, it's because he was full of the shit, okay?
Full of the shit.
But But it was not Tracy who figured out that Richard was not the person he portrayed himself to be. I mean, who knows how long it would have taken her. She's love drunk.
Yeah,
right?
She was love drunk. She was not. Yeah. She's like, I want my smoothies and my whatever he's bringing her in the morning.
Yeah.
And cooking my dinner and putting your dishes away. It's a dream.
Right? Okay. Well, her teenage daughter was not under his spell. This smart girl thought something doesn't smell right about this man. Why the rush to get married? As well as he started behaving a lot less pleasant from the time he put a ring on her mama's finger.
Mm.
So she decided to do some investigating for herself. She went through his car when he was not around and found a bunch of pill bottles with some labels ripped off. And, you know, she thought like maybe he's a drug dealer or something, you know, she couldn't figure it out. But she found some random names on some of the bottles. She didn't recognize these names. So she started to input them in the computer. And she came across a blog. The blog of all blogs. Okay. You can still find it. It's up. It is Scott the Crook Smith.weebly.com. Okay. It has his picture on it and it says, has this man victimized you? Turns out it was started by one of the countless women that this man has conned. And Tracy, for what it's worth, had gotten off pretty easy. By the way, her daughter told her, like, Mama, you better come home. He's not who you think he was. Or
is.
Yeah. And she confronted him. And then he disappeared.
He just went away.
He just went away. He's real good at that. Ghosting. That's what the kids say, right?
Right.
So how his con usually worked to start was he rotated a couple of names. He went by Rick, Scott, Mickey, and then he met women on the apps. He's a real chameleon, meaning whatever they were into, that's what he became. From religion to scrapbooking, whatever your jam is.
Was his
that's
jam.
That's his jam, too.
Yeah, that's how they do it, dude.
And he's very convincing. Listen. Yeah, that's why it's like the grass is not always greener. They don't really exist, those, you know.
They don't really exist. I mean, he got his car and then he was
on his way. Let me tell you, you can get a guy that is like my husband that maybe is a good father, a good provider, can fix anything, is pretty hot. But he's not going to watch TV with me and he's not going to put his dish in the sink. And he certainly is not going to encourage me to order dessert. Right.
Or make you dessert.
Or make me dessert. He's not going to cook for me, period. OK, so, you know, you can't have it all.
Right.
They don't exist. OK, so Richard or, you know, whatever. That's his real name. So that's what I'm going to keep calling him. He had told women that he was a concert pianist. One woman tried to get him to just play chopsticks and he couldn't play it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. He said he was a professional chef. My favorite, professional water skier.
Mm.
He said he was a lawyer. I mean, the list just goes on, right? Okay. He would sweep them off their feet, tell them the medical malpractice story. He would, like, take them on virtual open houses so they could see where they were going to, you know, summer once he got his settlement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those poor realtors. That's all I can think. You know, like, why are you wasting their time? Okay. Then he would marry these women as fast as he could, which naturally meant combining finances without hesitation and also meant he could drain their accounts and legally they couldn't do much about it because it was community property.
Oh, my gosh. And he did that?
Oh, my gosh. He didn't just drain their accounts. Since he gave them the impression that millions were on the way, he would convince them to max out whatever credit they had. And then he would disappear.
And then he just disappeared.
Yeah.
How would they get divorced from him?
Oh, I'll get to that. It was a challenge. For some women, draining the bank account was the worst of it. For others, it was much worse because once they were in too deep, he would transform into this controlling, abusive monster that left them fearing for their lives, even threatening the lives of their children.
Oh, no. It's one thing to, like, steal the money.
Oh, no. This is next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would end up trapped in a nightmare until he bounced, but they still weren't free because at that age, it's a real challenge to make up your life savings. You know, you're financially
totally
fuzzucked, right? So some women would have to take their grown asses and move in with their parents
children. I hate this.
Because they were so beyond penniless, they were now under a mountain of debt. Let me tell you, I'm not talking about a handful of women. I'm talking about dozens. The crime Richard Scott Smith was, legally speaking, committing was bigamy. So there's your, how would he divorce them? Well, it didn't always happen. By the time he was exiting one marriage, he had three other women on the hook. And it would take years for the wife of the month to be able to actually get a divorce because he was nowhere to be found. Which is probably how so many of these women found the blog. They're just getting on the internet trying to locate him.
Oh my gosh.
Only to find out they're not the only ones. On the blog, the women would share their stories and, you know, like brainstorm ways they could somehow hold him accountable. So they banded together and went down every avenue that they thought could help them. They were able to enlist the help of a female bounty hunter named Carla. This chick does not fuck around. And she says fuck a lot, and we love her. Okay. One of the first things she tells these women was, how could y'all fall for this shit? You need to get on Farmers Only because country boys aren't out for your money.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
So she was able to hunt for Richard because he did have a warrant out for his arrest for identity theft. So she's on the case. But it's not like her typical jam. I mean, she usually really racks up the fugitives. And this time, she's not collecting any money from the women. She just wanted to help them get the authorities to arrest him for his outstanding warrant so that at least he'll be, you know, held accountable for something. So at this time, these women are focused on getting revenge of sorts, you know, and trying to stop him from racking up more victims. And that's when a kind of a dynamic duo of documentary producers named Rachel Grady and Heidi Ewing were looking for their next subject.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
They were inspired by a memoir called The Bigamist about a man who had like a whole other second family. It sounds really fascinating. And they wanted the subject of their next project to be an unresolved bigamy situation so they could document the fallout. So they started trolling the internet and they came across the Scott's a Crook blog. And although the way Richard Scott Smith was committing bigamy wasn't what they originally pictured, you know, he didn't like have like a second family, you know, whatever, they found the story fascinating. And they reached out to the women and helped them in exchange for filming the whole thing for their doc, which originally aired on Showtime, but you can watch it now on Prime. It's called Love Fraud.
Love Fraud.
Love Fraud. Yeah. The impression I got from what I read and watched was the producers helped them, like, keeping the ball rolling. Like, okay, ladies, what are we doing next, right? And they also went digging up whatever they could about him. They hired private investigators, you know. I mean, these women are broke, right? Mm-hmm. And they just championed for them to get justice and expose this con man. So at the point where they step in the picture, he's dropped off and everyone's looking for him. They find him by trolling the dating websites and see he's looking for love in Wichita.
Oh my God, he's on the move.
Yeah. Well, he was on the move, Tab. He was there and gone before they could get him arrested there. He had just taken a woman for a real ride. Her name, like the bounty hunter, but not the same person, is Carla. Okay? Also kind of funny because we love that name, right? So Miss Carla was married to a nice guy, but he wasn't doing it for her. Her kids were grown, and she was at that point where she was like, is this it? Am I just going to cook and clean and sit next to you on the couch every night for the rest of my days? Because I'm going to need a little more action. So she got some. She got into the karaoke scene. Karaoke gave Carla a new leash on life. She was all about it. When she wasn't doing it, she was walking around the house, singing up a storm, which the longtime husband did not appreciate. He was all, shut up, Carla. It's annoying.
Yeah.
So this kind of left Carla prime for the picking when Richard Scott Smith dedicated a Tim McGraw song to her at the karaoke bar. Before you knew it, she was leaving her husband, taking all his money with her. She left him with $80 in the account, and she even cashed out his 401k. So this Carla was committing fraudulation while herself was being...
Getting fraudulated?
Love frauded. Yeah, it's sad, but it's kind of karma, right?
Oh my gosh.
Oy, you know. So how Carla's story shook out was on a trip to New York with her new boo, Richard. They ate at Bubba Gump's.
Bubba Gump Shrimp.
That's right. Now, I love seafood, but I'm not really a fan of Bubba Gump's. Right? Have you been to a Bubba Gump's?
I think one time.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not my jam. Maybe it's just me.
I don't think it's just you. I think it's like, I don't know. It's like one of those big chains that it's all the same and it's like an Outback, except we love Outback.
And we love Outback. And you know what? I mean, give me some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits all day. You know, I can find something to eat there, but I don't know. My Bubba Gump's just doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
But it did something for Carla. She said those mouth-watering, buttery shrimps just did her in. And she told Richard she would love to own a restaurant like that someday. Well, Richard was like, sure. Just give me all your info and we'll get you a business credit card and get this party started. And they did. They opened a restaurant called Crab Kings in Wichita, and it seems like it was doing real well. And, you know, kudos to Carla. Restaurant business is tough.
Yeah.
And they had real cute commercials and everything. Okay, but of course, it didn't last long because everyone's paychecks bounced after Richard drained the account and disappeared. But not before he started a thing with one of the Crab King's employees right under Carla's nose. So when the women are on the hunt for Richard, they find Carla, and at first they suspect she might have been a part of the whole con. Like, she sent him out there to gather funds to open her restaurant.
Right.
Okay, but of course, she had no idea, you know, she was actually his next victim. Okay, I found this fascinating. Side note, Carla's husband took her back. And now he goes with her to karaoke.
Dude.
That's love.
That is some serious love.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So Richard's worn out Wichita, and they are trying to figure out where he is next. And they discovered a common thread. These women all tell their stories. And they say, you know, there's this woman he had me talk to, and her name is Lee. And she kind of vouched for him. She's just been his friend for years. So they went and found Lee. She's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay. Where you said the heart of America was.
Well,
right?
Listen, I don't know where I am one day to another.
Word.
I think I live in the South now. Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Okay.
Although Texas is like a different country in itself, right? It's not really the South.
It's not really the South. It is Southern, but it's not Southern like.
Yeah.
Georgia, Alabama, that land.
But I'm going to tell you something. I think I was meant to be born here. Last night at the George Strait concert, it was in Fort Worth, and there are some cowboys there. I mean, a lot of cowboys. Every single man in the house had a cowboy hat on and cowboy boots, and it is something sexy.
Well, that is what you wear to a George Strait concert. I'm going to remind you that you said that because what I hear is you bitching about the weather.
Okay.
Every other day.
It did also snow last night here, which is kind of funny because on our Patreon episode coming up, I was talking to the gentleman that we speak to about how I do not want to live where he lives because it snows all the effing time. And then it got snow here yesterday.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's cold. It's unpredictable. It's not California.
It is unpredictable. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the story. I was telling you how Richard has worn out his welcome in Wichita, and they are trying to figure out where he is next, and they locate this woman named Lee in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, when they found her, they found Richard there too, with the help of private investigators spying on him coming and going from Lee's house. So the producers talked to Lee, and she talked up Richard. She said how great he was. Lee also seemed to be intoxicated during her interview. And so she was a little too feisty when she talked about him. And the boyfriend that she had just broken up with was also interviewed, and his thoughts were, Lee's got a problem with the bottle, and I'll tell you whatever I could tell you about Richard. He knew he was bad news. He said he started telling Lee's father that he loved him, and the now ex-boyfriend thought, that's real weird.
Yeah.
It is, right? So Lee's father agreed with Lee that, you know, Richard was all good, and he concurred that Richard loved him. And he just wasn't about to believe that Richard could hurt a fly until the producers showed him footage of Richard at the dad's boat without him. Richard's like, you know, down on the dock, walking on and off the boat. See, Richard didn't know that these private investigators had been following him for a couple of weeks. They are keeping tabs on him these days around Knoxville, seeing what he's up to. And the thing is, Lee's father's boat sunk real soon after Richard's random little visit. And it's very coincidental because Richard is in the boat salvage business now. So now these producers have just dropped a bomb on them, and Lee and her daddy turn on Richard too. So now everybody's mad at him. They finally get him arrested in a mall parking lot for outstanding warrants he has in two states. The women, Carla the bounty hunter, everybody all showed up to his sentencing when he pled guilty for identity theft. They read statements to the judge about the ways that he had ravaged their lives, and they finally got him locked up, but not for very long.
Come on.
He was sentenced to 180 days. I mean, I think he wouldn't have gotten that long if they hadn't showed up and read their statements, you know, because these judges, if they don't hear your story, they're like, okay, identity theft, whatever.
Yeah.
Forge a couple checks, you know, like they don't know. Oh, no. I brought him around my kids. Now I'm living with my parents. I have no money, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is crazy is, being the total narcissist he is, when he learned about the documentary, he wanted to participate. So he did an interview.
He just loves himself.
Oh, my God. So the private investigators said that they were never worried about him knowing that they were following him, because he had his rearview mirror positioned in a way so he could always just look at himself and not behind him, because he likes to look at himself that much. Yeah, crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so this guy does an interview from jail with the producers. He told them a sob story about how he was just a guy genuinely looking for love.
Oh, come on.
And is the victim of a witch hunt. And you know what, Tab? He can't even have a Facebook page at this point because of that damn blog that's up. And it's so awful that he can't have a Facebook page. He's in tears over it. So, I mean,
Facebook
doesn't get worse than that,
is
right?
The jam, right? I mean, can he have an Instagram page?
Maybe not. He could, because I don't know that the middle-aged women are that big on Instagram.
He can definitely have a TikTok.
Oh, we definitely have a TikTok. Yeah. Hope is not lost. Richard Scott Smith, get yourself on TikTok. Okay. So he's like, cry me a river. And then he gets a little tongue-tied when they simply ask him to name the women he's been married to. He can't answer the question or recall how many times he's been married, right? They're throwing names at him of people he's been married to, and he's like, oh, yeah. I can't remember which one came first. Oh. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, he wasn't locked up for very long. So they had him followed right after he was released, and he is seen in a hotel pool with a woman hanging all over him. So he's still out there adding victims to his list. He's awful. He was just ruthless. There's also this part about his family and why they all fear him. So he actually came back into his aunt's life after not having contact with her for like 30 years and convinced her that he was the son she never had. And he got power of attorney over her sick husband and sold their life out from underneath them while he was dying. It's sickening. Okay. So since the documentary aired, the producers did an interview in Vulture magazine where they said they had been getting DMs like this one that said, oh my God, I just saw the trailer for Love Fraud and my sister's living with this man. I'm really concerned. And I don't trust him. I thought he was weird. And he's been trying to keep her away from us and wanting to know who she's calling on the phone and controlling the TV and watching old movies and not allowing us to see her. We knew something was weird. And,
yeah.
You know, they are like telling all these women, yeah, he's dangerous. Get away from him. And they're still keeping tabs on him. And like currently, and they have confirmed he has multiple relationships going on right now.
I'm telling you, he's just like the Tinder swindler.
But what is interesting, okay, if the Tinder swindler has higher aspirations. This guy, like the whole thing with the restaurant, he's taken, you know, $20,000, $30,000. But it's like, man, if you would have stuck around, like you could have had a life with this woman. I mean, that will put her out of business and hurt her financially, but it's not really that much money. Like these middle-aged women, they don't have that much money or even access. Although there is one woman who said she was left in $700,000 worth of debt. But most of them, you know, they are completely crippled by like $50,000 worth of debt. You know, I mean, the cost of living isn't like that high out there.
I think he just didn't have...
They're single mamas. So it's like...
I think he just... didn't have the
mojo.
He didn't have the mojo and he didn't have the self-esteem for the higher dollar ticket ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he just knew he could
swindle his audience.
Group of women.
Listen, he's not taking him to Nobu.
Right. I mean, he's going to Olive Garden.
He's going to, yeah.
And that was enough for them to be smitten. So he didn't have to work extra hard.
It's enough for me.
It's enough for me also. But, you know, he wasn't needing to fly them on a private jet is what I'm saying.
Right.
So it was easier for him. And he was driving a sports car. Shoot. I mean, he was getting what he needed.
Yeah. And one other thing he would do is he would register like these vehicles because he would rack up the motorcycles, you know, all the toys or whatever, keep them stored different places and such. And he would register them under fictitious companies. So nobody can find him.
He's a smart guy.
And when he would get pulled over and the cops would run the plates or, you know, like whatever if that happened, his warrant is not going to come up.
Oh, right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. So it is. Yeah. He was smart in the worst kind of way.
Yeah.
And he's still, what is crazy is he is still out there doing it.
Yeah.
Right now.
That is true.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, where's he living now? Do you know?
I don't know where he is right now at the moment, but he seems to circulate around.
The heart of America?
The heart of America.
So if you live in the heart of America and you are on the dating apps and you are single, be aware of this guy. Go on our Instagram and Facebook.
Listen,
look who he is and stay away.
I don't think you need a joint account your second time around.
I mean, right? I don't know.
I don't think you do. First time around, I get it, right? You're buying a house, whatever.
You might be buying a house kids. A second time around.
Yes, I think you put in, I think you keep things nice and clean.
Yeah.
I think you put in your part, he puts in his part, so everybody knows how much equity everybody has. I don't think you need to be combining finances. And do a background check before you get invested in these guys. I mean, especially before marriage. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, it's true. Good idea. Thanks, Gretchen, for that. All right. Well, that's a WAP. And let me tell you guys, please give us a rating and review. Have a happy Thanksgiving. tell your family members about this amazing podcast you listen to called Housewives of True Crime while you're sitting around eating turkey. And follow us on YouTube. We have a new video every single week, plus a couple shorts. So go to HWTC on YouTube and like and subscribe to support us, please. And I think that's all for this week. Oh, we have a Patreon episode coming up if you want to subscribe there or on Apple. And we are doing an interview, so you guys will like it. I think that's it. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.